Alrighty, you guys are on the record.
Oh, it's about dang time.
No, we're done with Chernobyl.
Mm-hmm.
And Preacher is 20 days out. So,
do you know what's funny?
Extras.
I just realized I've already mourned Preacher and Let It Go. I forgot that we actually get the last season to still watch. I'm so excited.
Yeah, yeah. It's a gift. You've been granted a reprieve for 1 year. I mean, are you going to see The Lion King?
I have children, so yes.
Okay. I will make a point of seeing The Lion King because Eileen went to the premiere.
Ooh.
She saw Beyonce. So, yeah, I will make a point of seeing Lion King, and then we'll have that for next week, and then we can worry about the week after that later.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess what else could we... Hey, what did we... remind me, what did we talk about last week that was so deep that people were like, that was awesome, hearing you guys get all philosophical?
We were talking about personas online and...
Oh, yeah.
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 How you put yourself out there.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
In fact, actually, quick reminder that those emails, feel free to hit us up, cordkillers@gmail.com, because if you have a good topic of conversation, we'll talk about it right here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We will take email suggestions for after talk. Absolutely.
So the existing house structure is like they've taped and floated and they're texturing and next up is painting. And then we are going to build out the studio and all that. But this house was a tiny house that was built on in so many ways. Uh-huh. It's really kind of wonderfully bizarre because if you stand in the right spot, you can see through one addition to another addition. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, none of them quite even. So it ends up looking like a Pee-wee's Playhouse crazy wonky thing, which is only enhanced by the fact that it's brand new texture and paint on everything.
Right, because that makes it look intentional, right?
Yes, yeah. Well, and plus also, I don't know if I've told you, but like there are, I counted, 7 different types of masonry in this crazy house from the way, like it's the Winchester house. It's crazy people clearly lived here, which I think will make it fun to stay at for guests and patrons if you're in the Austin area.
I wonder if there's any shooting benefits, any weird, cool angles and stuff you can use. And take advantage of that. It might not show on camera as well as it looks in real life, though.
Yeah, I think the bulk of it is going to look pretty normal. The tough thing is like you have so many aesthetic patterns that don't match at all. So I guess where we're at is it's fine for it to look like a patchwork quilt. We just need to make sure that each flavor has quality to it, you know. But it's going to be very clashy. Very postmodern,
like the band.
Yeah, no, okay. They're gonna play the house plays songs. It dances.
Oh,
it's pretty great.
The house dances.
Oh yeah.
Ooh.
No, it's like one of those things you get at the drugstore where you like flick the switch and the house dances and plays a little tune.
That's right. And we're gonna put it next to Santa Shakes His Butt, and we're gonna put it next to a Groot
and Billy Bass.
Yeah, Billy Bass.
Man, I can't wait. I can't wait to come out the next time and see where it's gone since I was there.
Yeah. South by. When do you think that might be?
I don't know. I mean, obviously next South by, but I bet I can make it happen before then. When's good.
But I mean, I guess the faster we go ahead and set up the studio, the more enticing of an offer it looks like, because.
Well, I mean, I suppose, although you have this studio, so.
Oh yeah. Know. Yeah. You're already welcome here. That's right.
I assume I am.
People.
I thought I was.
No, of course you are.
So let me think. I'm going away for a couple of weeks in August for Worldcon, and then I have a wedding that I have to perform in near the end of September.
You got to get up and do improv tech news.
Improv tech news at a wedding?
You said perform. You said you had to perform.
I'm performing the wedding.
Yeah, yeah. He's doing the
I'm the minister.
Oh, the official. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Officiant, yeah.
Mm.
Wait, why would you be disappointed in that?
I like the idea of him doing it for off tech news.
You know what? Can you please, can we have a win-win here? Can we please do both of these?
I get to write the wedding ceremonies. Maybe I can work something in.
That does seem like some shtick that if you were David Brent doing this wedding, you would have free written
this lovely union. The T-Mobile
like
and Sprint of a
cable into his port.
His cell phone's out in front of him. He's like, "This just in from the FCC. I'm sorry, this wedding is banned because this union will become a monopoly."
That's right.
Too much monogamy.
A monogamy.
An antitrust, anti-monogamy suit.
I hope there's no trust.
A lot of trust
in this marriage. It looks like I don't know. I could work in a little something here and there. Yeah.
Yeah. I would guess we're maybe 4 weeks away if I was a betting man, and I suppose I am.
And you are.
It is well known, Khaleesi. If I was a bet man, I would say 4 weeks, but I've said that before for approximately every month on the month
now.
Yeah, since the beginning.
It's been a month away now for our entire year.
Yeah.
Anyway, I do want to come out there. I want to just come out there for no reason.
Yeah.
I did that once, and it was so much to just be like, I'm just here. There's no South by going on. No.
That's the part that I'm excited about is just the having the space and like just being able to say like, as long as you want, man, go for it. Oh. Enjoy gigabit. Mm. Enjoy hanging out. Yeah. Enjoy this refrigerator.
Oh, you know, this isn't South by, but we do have a date and time for the other Night Attack thing.
Oh, I don't believe that's public yet, but
is it not? Okay.
I think we can. In fact, I believe in the email it says this isn't public yet, but just so you know.
It says we'll be going public soon.
Yeah. So, Night Attack has been accepted at a comedy festival.
Oh, fantastic.
And I'm not going to say when, just in case that gets me in trouble, but.
You said the name of it before.
No, but.
Of the festival.
Yeah. But the venue is significant because. The venue.
It's the Electric Lounge.
Might as well. The Electric Lounge is no more. Next best thing, the Hideout Theater is the theater that I first rented out and sold out three nights at almost to the month in the year 2000. July 31st, August 1st, and August 2nd, I sold out. In fact, I was the first act to sell out the Hideout Theater. And
that's great.
They told me that. And now, 19 years later, we get to do Night Attack there at this comedy festival.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for an excuse.
Out of Bounds Comedy Festival.
Huh. Well, when you can tell me the date, let me know.
We can tell you when we go off the record.
Yeah. I know. I'm very excited.
But hopefully, I would not be surprised. Maybe they even have it public now. We are not on Facebook. It's.
I think it is publicly known that the Out of Bounds Comedy Festival is August 27th through September 2nd. So we'll keep it secret when the show is, but that's the range. And now we know where. And by the way, what's funny is the moment I saw that, I was like, oh my God, we're going to pack that place. I mean, it's.
Wait, is that Memorial Day weekend?
It's Labor Day.
Labor Day weekend.
The week before
Labor Day. I'm sorry, Labor Day weekend.
Yeah. I believe it's early-ish. In that, because I know Justin still has to go to Dragon Con.
Yeah. It will affect the schedule of podcasting.
Okay.
Significantly.
I get back from WorldCon on Sunday, August 25th.
Well, why don't you just come on back to Austin? Just set.
Because I will be jet lagged.
Well, I mean, you'll have at least 2 days to sleep. Take it easy for a little bit, then come join us at a little comedy festival. Right.
Okay. Here's a fun thing. So they put out, they have a Coachella style lineup list.
Yes.
Of all the acts. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's 14 lines. What line do you think Night Attack is? Understanding that the higher line
is the higher headliner. Is,
right. Yeah.
Beyonce is number one.
Yeah, I figure we're 12 or 11.
Okay.
Three.
We're number four.
No, we're not.
Whoa. Right.
Are we the fourth top slot?
Night Attack podcast. We're on the fourth line. Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's very cool.
That's like Bruno Mars level. Coachella.
Where can I see that? Oh, well, I guess
I'll text it to you.
Yeah, right on.
That's like Childish Gambino.
Yeah.
We're the Childish Gambino of comedy. Although technically, Childish Gambino is the Childish Gambino of comedy.
Oh, that's true. We're like
Donald Glover is the Childish Gambino.
Sure, sure.
Okay, I texted you a link. I hope that works. But that's crazy.
Look at
that's very cool that we are the fourth line.
We got it. That's awesome.
Oh my gosh. Okay, sorry. We're now looking at things that are not on.
No, this is all good radio.
Wow. It's not radio. It's podcasting.
Night Attack
Has
podcast.
Anyone done that yet?
Yeah, no, we're before they reduced the font to microfiche. So it's like you can read us. Yeah. Night Attack Podcast Live.
And it's Facebook too, so there's a lot of compression.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Wow.
How fun. Very cool.
Okay, I take it back. Childish Gambino apparently was a headliner, so
yeah, he was headlining ACL, but I don't think he would like if we're talking Coachella, we're Childish Gambino at Coachella level.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Childish Gambino headlined Friday at Coachella.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Hmm.
Wow. You are a push it.
We're the Lizzo.
We're
the Lizzo of
the
Coachella.
2015. No, like
you're literally Pusha T font size.
Hey, Pusha T.
Wiz Khalifa.
Oh.
Yeah.
Those are our peers.
Do you know how it is. That Brian might know.
I mean, different. Okay. All right. I've heard of Wiz Khalifa.
Casey Musgraves?
No, I don't even know that.
Is that Ella Disney May? Girl? Juice WRLD, Max DeMarco, Maggie Rogers.
Forte. Oh my gosh. What you're describing is, I don't know if we talked about this on the pre-show already, but like having my 11-year-old explain to me all the different YouTubers
at
VidCon.
The one you told me on the phone was so funny. I hope you understood why I broke out
laughing. Oh yeah, no, it's amazing. So it's like we're at the VIP party walking around. And my 11-year-old.
This is the VIP. All the personalities are there. They're doing activities and stuff
together. And the kid
isn't there.
Yeah. And technically, I'm not working the convention, but my old boss, Jim Lauterbach, is running the show. So, I'm no slouch.
My old boss, too.
So, he sets us up with badges. And so he makes it clear. He's like, hey, just so you know, this whole thing is about not collecting selfies and geeking out. And I was like, read you loud and clear. So we have a whole discussion with Josie. I was like, look, YouTubers are not Pokemon. So they are not to be collected and you do not have to catch them all. Your job is to be cool and however it goes, right? And we ended up having a number of genuine interactions that were very special to her. It was all great. But at some point I realized that it was so much fun to just use my daughter as a prop and be all like, hey, everyone's more famous than me. Who are you? And my daughter explains to me, and at some point, you know, there's this person, there's that person. And you're like, oh, and this is my friend so-and-so. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, cool. What do you do? And he says, I do a gaming channel. It's called Jacksepticeye. And I was like...
One of the most iconic YouTube, like Markiplier level YouTubers in gaming. Very noticeable accent, a well-known.
And I'm just like, cool. I'm Brian. I teach magic.
It was so great. That's a very good story.
Oh, I definitely shot Rhett and Link with Nerf guns. It was
that's great.
It was fun.
Yeah.
I love those guys because they're so nice to my wife when she worked at YouTube.
Yeah.
They're really good people.
Well, and they've always been nice whenever, I mean, they were on NSFW. I don't think we've had them on Night Attack, but they
seem like sweeties.
There was a couple times I emailed them for advice and they've always been really, really kind.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Great.
Alrighty, well.
Good talk.
Good talk, everybody.
Yeah, good talk. Sorry we didn't wax as philosophical as last week, but we just have to wait for the Muse to hit, okay? Right. It will. Trust us.
Yeah, by the way, Muse, slightly bigger font than Night Attack on the Coachella.
I don't know. Maybe not anymore. Yeah.